Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the knockout. The knockout. The most devastating ending in all of sports is the knockout. It is when the opponent in the ring is rendered unconscious, unable to stand and continue the fight. It is the most final outcome in all of sports. It leaves no questions, no doubt, no controversy. And fighters who can deliver the knockout blows are the most feared and most respected in the ring. In business, the knockout also has relevance. It's when you leave no doubt in the minds of your team about how to excel, how to thrive, how to achieve maximum productivity in all aspects of their respective positions. My friends, I challenge you that everyone that learns to deliver the business knockout punch is going to be much stronger and more advanced than those who do not. Let's outline this in our punch acronym. The 5 key elements of excelling in every aspect of business to improving sales presentations, closing more deals, recruiting and retaining more individuals on your respective teams. All of it is predicated on the punch acronym. Yes, my friends and neighbors, these 5 key elements begin with the P, which reminds us of the importance of being purpose-driven. You see, profit is great, but purpose is more powerful. It attracts more individuals. It compels them to work with you. You see, if you fill in the blank, for example, my name is blank and my purpose in life is to blank. The clearer those blanks are, particularly the second one, the more likely you are to rally people around your cause. My name is D.L. Wallace and my purpose in life is to create and develop successful entrepreneurs. Yes, my friends and neighbors, what is your purpose? Because we're going to be defined by it. It determines whether people are going to work with us or not. That's the reason why we can see the importance of purpose in every aspect of life, and we are drawn to organizations and entities and individuals with purpose. I don't care if it was the civil rights movement of the 60s, my friends, or any other movement you've ever been a part of. You knew the purpose of the movement, and that's why you joined or stayed away. That U in our punch acronym reminds us of the importance of taking on and embracing the uncomfortable. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when boxers are preparing for a fight, they typically start training early in the morning, around 3 a.m. They are moved away from their loved ones to a designated training facility. They change their eating habits and do all these things just to remain uncomfortable. You see, I believe that success is achieved by those who consistently conquer the uncomfortable. What's the most uncomfortable aspect of your business? Is it talking to strangers or meeting new people? Is it visiting unfamiliar places? Is it using parts of your personality that have been dormant? For me, I know that social media has been my most uncomfortable challenge. I've never liked interacting online because I enjoy face-to-face communication. However, I had to embrace that challenge and solve that problem and become more involved in doing those things which are uncomfortable. My friends and neighbors, I tell you, it's the secret of success. You conquer the uncomfortable, and when it becomes comfortable, you go on to something else that is uncomfortable. As you continue to do that, my friends and neighbors, those things that used to be called your weaknesses now become your strengths. That N in our punch acronym reminds us of the importance of next level thinking. Yes, my friends, every conversation and every presentation has to be centered around what's next, the next chapter, the next deal, the next next level, next, next, next. People are inspired by next level everything, because if there is no next, why is there a now? Blockbuster movies, for example, plan the sequel of a film even before the first film is released. If you've ever watched a Marvel Comics film, then you know that at the end, while they're rolling the credits, they begin to introduce the next chapter while the credits are rolling from the first movie. What is your next step? Do others know your plan? Do they know what you've got on your mind for the next chapter? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to constantly communicate that life and business is bigger than now. It's also about what's next. That C in our PUNCH acronym reminds us of the importance of constant creativity. Remember kindergarten, my friends. You are always creating. You get in the car and say, Daddy, look what I made today. You get home and you want to show all the things that are in your folder because you created something. If little kids are left alone, what do? They're going to create. That's one of the reasons why we're drawn to little children. When was the last time you created something? A new process, a new practice, a new procedure, a new plan. When was the last time you developed a new strategy? Because what you make determines how much you make. Our creativity is the key to our prosperity. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to create every day. Don't let a day go by where something beautiful has not come out of your mind. We've got the ability to create, and we should be constantly thinking of new ideas, and that's how business expands. Last and not least, my friends, that H in our PUNCH acronym reminds us of the importance of healthy habits. The number of calls you make daily, the number of face-to-face meetings, the emails you send, the training sessions you attend, the number of presentations you make. One of my mentors once taught me about the law of eventuality. That simply means that what you do daily determines what you'll have eventually. What are your habits, my friends and neighbors, from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed? Do you have healthy habits that your team can pattern themselves after, schedules that they can follow, things that make them excel and advance? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to invest time in healthy habits. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I can make you a guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.